Wujanyul jina chansam pemages adam bala yatsin chugging adrunye pemajane she sudra kurdu kandra mampakur kye ke je sudatruki shingila chishe suso guru pema siddhi hum. Invoking and inviting all the blessings of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, gods and goddesses, dakas and dakinis, all those on high, invoking and inviting them to enter into us, to come down, descend like a shower of blessings, if we think of it as if from above, or to emerge, if we understand it as if from within, and to permeate us so we all together complete the spiritual journey, all the way to heaven, nirvana, peace, oneness, a better world, a better future, which begins right now. Love to one and all.
You've just heard the voice of Lama Surya Das. He is a teacher in the Tibetan Buddhism lineage. He is in town this week, and it's my great joy to be interviewing him today for the midday interview. Lama Surya Das, welcome.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Good. Now, what you'll be doing in town is a Dharma talk one night and then an all-day retreat the next day. I'll give the dates and times and locations at the end of the interview. But for our listeners today, I was thinking it might be interesting if you could give them sort of the nickel tour, the short form version of how you came to be a Tibetan Lama, because you were born on Long Island.
I know. It's some kind of mistake, I think, or like... The joke's on me, but anyway, I'm enjoying it. It's a good one. And it's not over yet till the fat llama sings. That's what
oh.
I say. But yes, I'm Jewish on my parents' side, but Buddhist by training and inclination, perhaps by past lives, as some people tell me. I grew up in New York, went to college in New York. Then when I was 20, I went to India seeking these things instead of studying them further in graduate school. Meditation, yoga, mindfulness, sacred energy practices, and how to live a wiser and beautiful life, and also be a force for peace in the world, not just fighting for peace as we were doing in the 60s, but to become peace. That was my sort of goal.
Yes.
Although I was 20, I really couldn't have articulated it. And so I went to India in 1971, and as my late mother would say, and he never came back. He's not even here now.
You'd say, but I am. I'd be here now. I'm here. It is now.
it's always now. That's the good news.
Yeah. That whole idea of fighting for peace never really made sense to me. And the idea of finding that peace within, connecting with that peace, and then radiating that in the world seems much more powerful choice to me.
Well, that's a great choice. And that's, of course, the message of pretty much all the religions and humanistic philosophies, if you like, with different emphases. But still we have to deal with the crap storm, as my father would put it, like even now with things going on in the Middle East. And religion, which is supposed to be a force for unity, bringing us together, becoming a force of divisiveness. But it's all politics. It's not real religion. Anyway, Buddhism is a well-known religion of nonviolence and non-aggression, mostly entirely vegetarian, and Buddha taught peace and how to also root anger out of our hearts and minds, how to uproot the hatred and greed and fear that at the root of violence.
Mm.
So there's tools and techniques for that on Buddha's Eightfold Path, as he called it, the Noble Eightfold Path, that I've written about in great detail in my popular book, Awakening the Buddha Within.
Which I'm reading right now. Go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
Tibetan Wisdom for the Western World. So that's a good book, introductory all the way to the deepest non-dualistic mystical teachings of Dzogchen. Tibetan Buddhism is a form of Buddhism. Buddhism is older than Christianity. So like Christianity has Orthodox and Catholic and Protestant and other denominations here in this country too. Buddhism all over the world has different schools or lineages. Tibetan Buddhism is our lineage. the Dalai Lama's lineage, reaching back to Buddha in an unbroken line. Tibet's an ancient Buddhist country, and people meditate and pray and chant every day. And we try also to do good deeds and to walk the talk. Of course, it's a path. It's a journey.
Right.
Buddhism is not just about believing things or converting. It's about discovering for oneself. So Buddha is like a doctor, and he said, if you feel like you're the patient, if you have something bothering you, try this medicine, like practice, path, and see if it doesn't cure you of what ails you. So I think that's a good model for us today, not some all-knowing guru, but that we can practice and become Buddha or enlightened or peaceful and loving ourselves.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Lama Surya Das. He is a teacher, a lama in the Tibetan Buddhism lineage, the same lineage as the Dalai Lama, as he said, going all the way back to the Buddha himself. He is in town to be giving a Dharma talk, and he'll also be giving a workshop, a retreat, I should say, and I'll tell you all about that at the end of the interview. What is it particularly about Tibetan Buddhism and the particular aspects of the path that you were drawn to, Lama Surya? I've been reading in your book, Awakening the Buddha Within, how it offers us an opportunity to reach enlightenment or approach enlightenment in this lifetime rather than 20 lifetimes or 40 or 100
yeah.
lifetimes.
Well, I'm from New York, so you know, who has time to wait? And we want it now.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm an American. What can I say?
I know.
And anyway, we don't know how long we're going to be here. Life is fleeting and tenuous, so it's now or never, as always. And Buddhism stresses that, living in the now. Of course, we can plan, we can remember, but that takes place in the now. It's all about awareness. Mindfulness is the current word. Scientists are researching it and finding its great benefits. Meditation with benefits, as I call it, a great friend in need. I found that the practices of Buddhism and Hinduism and Sufism, you know, the practices were what drew me to the East. I grew up in the suburbs of New York in the 50s and 60s, and it was mostly cultural Christianity and Judaism, not mystical, not so much deep prayer life or those things, transformational. So I was looking for something more, and I found it with yoga and meditation and chanting, self-inquiry, and character attitude transformation, the ethical component, character building practices in Eastern Buddhism, particularly mindfulness, which I'm going to talk about this weekend, which is hot now in our culture as a secular tool, not just as a spiritual one, how we can learn to look at our own mind, heart mind, what's going on inside us, so we can choose how, when, and if to respond. We don't just blindly react.
Right. It's very different.
With habitual knee-jerk, like, reflexes.
Yeah.
So, and then regret it afterwards, like when somebody cuts us off in traffic, we don't necessarily want to jam on the gas and ram them before we think about it and count to 10, as my grandmother would say. My first mindfulness teacher.
There you go.
Count to 10 before you hit back, Jeffrey. It'll save us all a lot of trouble.
Exactly.
So the work retreat this
wisdom
week.
Wisdom teaching, yes.
Yeah, she was a grandmother. She had the grandma's wisdom. Nobody owns the wisdom. Everybody has some.
Yeah.
So this weekend it's called Catching Yourself Before Things Catch and Entangle You. So we learn how to be more aware and present and mindful rather than mindlessly sleepwalking through life. Kind of like, I mean, Buddha's image is a monkey mind, being like a hairy gibbon, a monkey in the jungle, just kind of staggering around in a dreamlike fog, grabbing at whatever might be tasty. And it's hard to distinguish the poison plants or the thorns from the good food that a monkey would need. And meanwhile, just not being very reflective or aware.
Self-aware. Right.
So it's all about being more present. There's no God in Buddhism. Awareness, the Alpha and Omega.
Wonderful.
Of Buddha's enlightenment. And anybody can become enlightened. That's one of the special good news, the Gospels of Buddha. Not just one only begotten son of Buddha, but anybody can, by walking on such a path, discover the same things and become a Buddha, not a Buddhist, a Buddha, enlightened, peaceful, nirvanic peacemaker, healer, bliss bestower, empower themselves. Not just men, by the way, in case you're in some religion that has that issue. There are female Buddhas and others, not just literate, educated philosophers either.
Lama Suryadas, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Let me tell everyone that Lama Suryadas will be at Unity Church on Orchard Avenue Friday evening from 7 to 9 for a Dharma talk, talking about the essence of Buddhist practice. A Saturday all-day retreat from 10 to 5. That's also at Unity on Orchard Avenue. Suggested donation for Friday evening is only $15, Saturday $80. And if you get both, it's a combined fee of $85 with pre-registration, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds, and students with appropriate ID are admitted free. If you'd like more information, you can check our website, of course, whqr.org, and we'll put a link to Lama Surya's teaching center and his website and all of those things.